Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
It's not the pipe, it's Tim Gossage in the chair. Werribee Kia, give us the open line, 1300 736 736, or temper text away 0433 98 11 16. If you've got any questions for our next guest, text away ASAP and we'll try and get those to him because he's been kind enough to join us. And I'm talking about the WA Football Commission State Talent Manager, Adam Jones, who comes out after what is the weekend of the WA Combine. Jonesy, appreciate your time. A lot of measurements, jumping, running, recording, performing over the weekend. It's pretty exhausting stuff.
No, you're spot on, Goss. It's been a big year for the boys, being extended out a couple of extra weeks and you know, playing up until last weekend for the majority of them. So I can tell you when they crossed that 2K, 2 kilometre line last yesterday, Arvo, they were pretty pleased with themselves. So good to have it completed.
One big advantage for WA and South Australia is they've had the borders open so they can get to and from, and they've played each other three times for the best part through the, you know, the 17s and the 19s program. That's great. So the scouts can see them in a competitive game and through their PSA and their waffle commitments and the like. How important is the AFL Combine and the testing, that stuff that, you know, the list managers and the recruiters need to see as opposed to game performance?
I think, you know, game performance is certainly the number one aspect, and what the testing allows them to do, it sort of is a way of validating what they see on the football field, and also, you know, gives an easy comparison amongst other kids where they sit. And can also give them a bit of an idea of how much work they might need to put into them from an endurance point of view if they're going to bring them onto their list.
Now, yesterday I posted on Facebook about a young gentleman by the name of Arthur Jones who comes from the state southwest. He liked his basketball, a quality young man. I had a bit of a reason to cross paths with him during a footy game on a Saturday morning where he stepped up and made an apology on behalf of his group for some jibing and jesting and some probably untoward actions by some of his schoolmates. I was impressed, and some people said to me he's a real talent and a bit of a dark horse too to possibly find his way onto a list or might be a rookie. How did he perform at the Combine? I'd be interested to know on a personal point of view.
Yeah, Goss, he was fantastic. He came second in the 2 kilometre time trial with a time of 6:30. He's actually speedy in games, but for some reason over 20 didn't quite get a time that justifies what you see in a game. But his agility scores were, you know, the lower ends of 8 seconds, which is really good. So he had a great day, and as you said, he's sort of a one that's come on late in the latter stages of the year. But yeah, we're certainly hopefully shown enough to find his way onto an AFL list. Yeah, quality young man, Arthur. So fantastic character.
When do the clubs get a chance to speak directly, you know, in an interview format, to get to know about these young men, to get feedback in regards to moments? And it's a personal moment that I had the reason to cross paths with this young man. And I think to myself, if an AFL club knew of that action from someone who is connected to football, to think, yes, football talent is 95% of what they want, but also the way they hold themselves, conduct themselves, and how they fit into a team and a business type process, how do they get a chance to push that case? When?
Yeah, it's certainly a big part of it, the character and how the kids are made up personality-wise. And probably the last 2 years it's changed dramatically with COVID and the restrictions in travelling. So the majority of our boys will have been interviewed by clubs, but predominantly over Zoom and Skype interviews. So we had a time slot yesterday for clubs to have a chat with players, but just about all the clubs left because they'd done most of their interviews already. It's certainly changed over the last couple of years how that's conducted, but a lot of it online.
Are you confident that your WA group will figure prominently in the draft? And how many first rounders are you hoping to? I know, you know, how long's a piece of string and what clubs are looking for, but all things being equal, fit, form and talent-wise, what are you expecting at the draft?
Yeah, we've got a terrific group, Goss. Like, I feel like we've got 20 that deserve to be on the list. And if they don't find their way this year, certainly in the next couple of years, I think they will. We're hearing there's going to be low draft numbers, 55 to 60 in the national draft. But I expect that, we could have 10 to 15 drafted and end up on the list by the end of the year. And certainly between 4 and 6 in that first round. Anywhere between 4 and 6, I think. So it's going to be a good year for WA. As you said at the start, we've had an advantage over the Victorians the last 2 years, played at almost full seasons. So it's certainly given our boys decent exposure. But they've also played really well, beating South Australia 3 times in the national campaign this year. And there's a number of boys that really put their hand up. So we're expecting a good crop.
All right, let's rattle off a couple of names. I've only got you for a couple more moments. Adam Jones, WA Talent Director, is online. Jai Amos, is he, when you talk about pick of the crop, is he right at the very top?
Yeah, he is. Gosh, with key position players, there's always a bit more of a premium on those. And he's a real special one in my eyes. His ability to body and protect the drop zone, and being a Busselton boy, still living down in Busselton, the upside that you've got in getting him into your full time program is enormous. So he's going to be one of our first couple taken, that's for sure.
Tajwo Woden is eligible for next month's draft under the father-son rule. What's your vibe on him getting to Melbourne? A lot of Melbourne listeners are online. He was very good in the 20-metre sprint, of course. I think he blistered through in 2.89. A lot talked about him. His old man couldn't go. He was too nervous to watch and get involved in all this sort of stuff. What's the situation with Taj? Do you think he'll end up at Melbourne?
Yeah, I'm very confident that it'll be whether a club bids on him and where. But I'm confident that Melbourne would match that bid, just given the quality of kid and what he's done this year, Taj. So, for the Melbourne fans out there, expect him to be at the club, and he'll be a great pickup for you guys. And as you mentioned, he blitzed the 20-metre, which probably surprised a few, even himself, but... he's a great all-round player, Taj, and a fantastic character. So an exciting one for Melbourne.
We always talk about there's always one better brother somewhere, and Carlton co-captain Patrick Cripps is a bona fide superstar. Didn't have a great year this year due to injuries, but we know that when he's up and about, he's a genuine A-grader. Is his brother better, Josh Cripps, a boy from East Fremantle? Everyone sort of says he could be the best Cripps of the lot. How's he performing? And he's certainly on the radar.
They're certainly very different, and Josh, unfortunately, is coming off an ACL reconstruction, so he only commenced playing halfway through the year. He had a 6-week purple patch in the Colts, and then we elevated him into our state squad and played the last game last week. So I'm not sure if he's going to reach his brother's heights, but he's certainly got some ability. He's sort of more a ruck forward. Where Paddy's obviously a midfielder. For what Josh has done this year off really limited preparation, and he carried shin splints while he was playing, if he can get his body right and get a couple of pre-seasons into him, really exciting prospect. But probably more back-end rookie range at this stage. So we'll see how he goes. Hopefully he gets on the list.
Josh Cripps is the one, and one I know a bit about, and one I've seen play on Saturday mornings for Aquinas, of course, is Jesse Motlop. He also played for South Fremantle in the WAFL Grand Final. He's played against men for some time. He's the son of Port Adelaide and North Daniel Motlop. He was momentarily attached to Fremantle. I'm not exactly sure what happened there under the NGA system, but where do you see his process and future going, Jesse Motlop?
Yeah, so Jesse, he is part of the Fremantle NGA program, okay. But he's top 40 protected, meaning if a club picks him inside the top 40, then he goes to that club,
okay.
Which, highly suspect that he could creep into the top 20, Jesse. He's a small forward prospect, really developed his game this year from probably what you might have seen at Aquinas is him just kicking bags and bags of goals. This year, he's really elevated his pressure, and I know that's what kept him in the team at South Fremantle in the league. Terrific kid, Jesse. Leadership potential. Terrific young Indigenous boy. He's a definite that's going to go. Just a matter of where.
And the last one, we need your take on the WA South Australian template. You know, draftees playing in state leagues, as we talked about, SANFL and Waffle, as opposed to the 19 NAB league set up in Victoria. What are the pros and cons of each? And do you think the West Australian, South Australian boys have got an advantage, having played against, sort of, for the best part, a lot of them against men?
Yeah, 100%, Goss. We have a huge advantage over our Victorian counterparts in that regard. The ability for our boys to push up into league and play against men, you know, it's the next step to AFL and gives recruiters that greater assurance that they can make the transition to the next level. Also, you know, we've obviously got our senior clubs linked with our Colts programs, where the NAB League and VFL are separate. So, you know, our pathway, we feel, is, you know, with South Australia, is as strong as you can get in Australia.
Looking forward to seeing how many come through it, mate. Looking forward to it. Neil Erasmus is another name of a young boy that looks like he's got a future. Corey Warner's another. I think there's Richard Farmer, who's the nephew of Jeff Farmer. And Rhett Bazo, who not many of our listeners would know in Victoria, but he's the son of a Waffle grade who played a lot of great footy with Swan Districts through the halcyon days of the Black and Whites. Appreciate your time, Jonesy. Exciting time. And let's hope the boys all pull up okay today. Some of them have still got their graduations for school to take place this weekend, so they can let their hair down for a couple more days. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Here's Adam Jones, WA Talent Director. And we had a lot of texts. How's Matt Johnson's speed and endurance? Sean Williams, is he on the radar? If you're a Victorian and you want to know if there's some young talent out there, get online, have a look at some of the results, because they were pretty good yesterday, and they've WA might produce a lot more top 10ers and maybe top 20 draft picks than normal because of the COVID world that we're living in at the moment. Thanks for your time, Adam Jones. This is Dwayne's World. Tim Gossage in for the great man, Pipe, Dwayne Russell.